This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Good news, damn it.
Now, back to Stymie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, good morning from Chase Center in downtown San Francisco. Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you. And the Golden State Warriors, they're not only hot, they're practicing right down the hallway from where Guru and I are. When practice is over, we're going to bring you a few more players. Kevon Looney's supposed to join us. Moody, Hield, hopefully GP2. And then Steph Curry's going to join us at some point during the day. And we're having a lot of fun. By the way, if you want to check out, you don't have to do it now because it's just Guru and I on the YouTube. But once we start having guests in here like we just did with Jerry Stackhouse, feel free to jump on the our YouTube page, 95.7 The Game. It's a live stream. And if you want to see these guys as they're being interviewed, go ahead and do that. If you want to do more than just listen, you will have to tolerate looking at Guru and myself, however, also.
Poor things.
yeah. So the Golden State Warriors, Goo, tomorrow they play the Sacramento Kings. A win over the Kings kind of puts the Sacramento team in the rearview mirror, and then they go from there. But a little tricky stretch coming up. They have Sacramento, the Knicks, Denver, and then Milwaukee on a back-to-back. So the schedule, you know, toughens a little bit, so maybe we'll get even a better gauge of the Warriors in the next week or so.
Would you want it any other way, right? Because right now, you know, when they went on that road trip and unfortunately Cat wasn't in the game, they beat the Knicks, and then you say, well, Cat didn't play. And we got a few examples of that. But, Stoddy, I hope everybody's full healthy in regard to their opponents coming up. But Stack had mentioned something too, Stoddy. As excited as Warrior fans are, and I'm leading the brigade, the bottom line is they still can't get better, and I think it starts tomorrow, obviously, getting whole with Kuminga coming back. But, man, you know, every minute that goes by in the 48-minute game, by the time April comes around and the off start, you got to feel like, yeah, the record's immaculate right now, but what if they actually are getting better? You know, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I mean, you would expect them to get better just because Jimmy Butler's going to be here longer and longer and longer. And also, they're getting Kuminga back. How can he give them some kind of spark? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Julio in San Leandro. What's up, Julio? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing today? Hey,
Dynamite. Hey.
That's my show. Hey, I listen to this to your station all the time, and I love it. And, you know what I'm saying, I just got a few things to say about everything, because you guys have been talking about so much. It's been so crazy. Like, I can't believe that I called Like right after Jamal Mad.
Where was he going? Who had Mashburn on? Who had Jamal Mashburn on?
Part of the stick. I think that was part of the stick.
Okay.
I was going to say, better not confuse Stack for Mashburn.
Yeah, exactly. Although they were both part of the three J's. You know that? Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, Jerry Stackhouse.
Yeah, different colleges, though.
Yeah.
Tony Braxton.
Yeah, that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, because Stackhouse didn't go to Duke.
Jim Jackson and Jay Kidd.
Well, neither did Jason Kidd.
Jimmy Jackson.
No, just,
they played on the Dallas.
Oh, Lil Evan. I got it. Yeah.
What'd I say? Jaren Jackson?
Oh, boy. Who's on first?
What did I mess up?
No, it was
Jimmy Jackson.
That's
why you brought up
Jimmy Jackson, yeah. Jamal Mashburn, and
Jay Kidd. Yeah,
stay hot.
Jay Kidd and Jimmy both. You know what? Tony Braxton.
That's I was doing that to make you feel better after yesterday.
Well, no, today. I asked Stackhouse, a Tar Heel, about Flag.
Yeah.
I asked him about ACC, thinking he would give us the. And Evan during the break goes, go! Did you know? And that hurts. Because that's my brother. That's family.
Oh, I got to sit this one out. I just made a mistake.
Because you didn't come down my road because you knew I knew.
Well, I didn't want to embarrass you in front of Stackhouse.
Oh, stop.
Evan?
I just thought it was interesting that you. And we just played the Duke versus North Carolina cut, and I was just curious if you knew which side of the dunk he was on.
I'm just That's Tim all. Jordan. I'm hurt, but I'm gonna be okay.
And get off me about Julio. I thought it was Julian. I may blame that on Chickering too, even though it wasn't his
Carter.
Mistake. All right, let's get to Steve. Steve's in Oakland right now. What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
Fine, thanks. Listen, I am as excited as everybody else, so I don't mean to come off like a wet blanket here, but one of the things that I'm concerned about, and I haven't heard too many people talking about, is I don't know if there's ever been a team that has won the NBA championship with three starters age 35 or older. And maybe you guys know. Don't know. And so, you know, Butler has made this big difference when he came, but what happens if Butler gets hurt or Dre or Curry or whatever? And so, you know, I just think it's something that needs to be thrown into the mix when people are talking about it.
Hey, I agree with you 100%, Steve. That's why I'm going to have Daryl the Guru Johnson retort, because he says I'm fixated on age, and I am, too, also worried about how this team may hold up down the stretch and into the postseason. But to answer your question, no, there's never been three players on a championship team this vital, or a big three, if you will, 35 and under. But go ahead and give Steve some positivity like you always like to do to me when I mention birth certificates.
No, I get it. We did this exercise, right? And I think San Antonio, right, their last one was the closest thing to being where the Warriors are at in regard to age. But I would just tell my guy that called the show, you don't leave your house with an umbrella in the summer, right? I mean, the sun's out. It could possibly rain, but the chances are highly unlikely. And the last time I looked, Donnie, injuries don't discriminate. We're seeing all throughout sports, young guys get hurt. It happens, and he's right. But what if we did that with every team, if we kind of robbed or stripped? What if SGA went down? Now, is he likely going to go
25?
I get it, but Achilles can, anything can happen. So I understand that thought. I'm not mad at it, but until it happens, kind of jump in the pool. You know, enjoy the party until that were to happen, and then obviously, you know, we would say it, but just because Steph is about to be 37 doesn't mean, you know, injury is around the corner. Look at Bron.
I'm less concerned about injury than concerned about what happened to him 2 years ago, where they got to the Lakers series, and, you know, we can disagree, but I saw a team that had no chance to win that series after they lost game one. They just didn't.
Were they good enough, though, Parker?
They were gassed.
Yeah, but were they good enough, though?
I mean,
even if they had a full tank, were they good enough?
Well, I'll tell you right now, people were as optimistic about that team as they were a lot of Warrior teams in the past.
I was one of them.
But no, I'm more worried about fatigue for the older guys than an injury. Mm. But look, you're right. Every team's got to deal with it. And the one thing I will say is they've got some young players, too.
Yeah.
But I in my general feeling about it, if the Warriors don't get as far as everybody hopes they get, I do think it might be because they're older players, maybe wore down a little bit, and their younger players weren't quite there in terms of playoff basketball and advancing deep into the postseason, which is fine.
Yeah. No, it's not. You're spitting facts, but I'll say this. We got the, I know we're up against it. We got the Jonathan Kuminga getting reinserted and reacclimated with the team. And then as we fast forward to the playoffs, are we going to see a situation to where the rotations shrink or because of the age? And if they're concerned like you, does Steve Kerr have that luxury? I still think they're going to, you know, foot to the pedal and rotations will shrink a tad bit, but it won't be because, you know, Dre, Steph, and Butler can't handle it.
Yeah, and a good point here from Bee's Knees on the YouTube chat saying that team didn't have good chemistry the one 2 years ago, and we didn't know it at the time, but yeah. I think Bee's Knees is right. Their chemistry wasn't great that season. We all know why, we're not going there right now. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicles are welcome.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we are live at Chase Center in downtown San Francisco.
Yes,
the Warriors practicing right now as we speak. Thanks to Jerry Stackhouse, Warriors assistant coach, who joined us earlier. If you missed that interview and you want to check it out, just download the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature. It'll be easy enough for you to hear. A couple other little pieces of housekeeping here. You want to watch the Warriors game with Guru tomorrow? You can. I'll be alongside, but I know most of you will come out to see the goo because he's the man. But if you want to watch the Warriors-Kings game with us tomorrow, we'll be at the Public Market Emeryville watching the Warriors-Kings. And I was talking to our great salesperson, Megan, and a lot of food opportunity there, food and drink. They got a big screen. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good. Oh, hold on. Let's put the rat on the table. Brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Did you get the credit card?
Not yet, but he's here. And
he's here, but what that mean?
He's here. The boss is here, so that means I believe that I'll be able to finagle, put it that way.
All right.
Warriors back in action tomorrow against the Kings, and it looks like Jonathan Kuminga is going to make his return to the Golden State Warriors. And the question, of course, becomes what's his role going to be?
Mm.
And let me give you some sound from yesterday. This is Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs, and I'm going to go to HH38 about how the offense has changed since Kuminga got hurt in the first place.
I think that his last couple of weeks, we were really running a lot of things through him because Jimmy wasn't here yet. And now that Jimmy's here, look, Jimmy's one of the best players in the league. He's proven it. As soon as he got here, we started winning. So we're going to run through Jimmy Butler, and we're going to run through Steph Curry. And so what that requires of JK is to be settling into a role to support those guys. And that's slightly different, and that's just something that he's going to have to adapt to.
All right, let me ask you a tough question, Goo.
All right.
Do you think Jonathan Kuminga can be an effective role player? Role player.
I do. And I'm going to be honest, because I always am. Why would I have to say that, right? But I'll tell you this. Stani, he can, and I think it can be easy. I think he's been watching all his teammates, the others, as we like to call them, the youngsters out there, even Pose, Santos, everybody out there fighting and scrapping for everything, even minutes. And I think he knows, you know what, let me not try to reinvent the wheel and go out there and play sound, fundamental basketball.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let me ask Warrior fans this. And we had a caller earlier that said, look, he's excited, as a lot of fans are, but let's just pump the brakes a little bit. There's still 17 games left. If you're a Warrior fan, what are you looking for these last 17 games? What are the challenges that you feel this team is going to have to overcome to make not only the playoffs, but ideally some kind of run? Are there things on this team, Goo, that you're still concerned about? Or the way I always like to think about it is, you know, what's the thing that's going to make you win? And then what's the thing that gets you beat? And let's start with what the Warriors do to get themselves wins. Give me some.
Just continue to you know, spread the ball, Stoney, because that's what's happening right now. I don't know if you've been watching. I know you have, but they've been fertilizing those assist numbers, and obviously it takes two to tango. You can make a great pass, but your teammate needs to make the bucket. But if you've been watching here lately, even that last game, man, Stoney, the ball is moving, it's not sticking, and that means you're playing with selfless guys that are playing for the greater good of the team. That's one that I want to see continue. And on the defensive end, and we saw it last Saturday, we've been talking about it. Oh, the Warriors lack size, but yet they got four championships. And, you know, a year ago, oh, they're small, but they led the league in rebounding. And I know the ball's coming off long or going here or there in regard to all these three-point shots. But my concern, Stoney, and I'm giving you the dub on this, no pun intended, is I am concerned about the lack of three-point shooting when they don't fall. And J.K. coming back, I know he's not a bad three-point shooter, but he's not Clay in his prime. And Stoney, I'm telling you, the more I think about the playoffs or this stretch of the end of the season, I understand how much of a necessity one Buddy Hield is, because when he's rolling, he can help you just knock down a 10-point lead in a millisecond. But Stoney, if they're not hitting and it's so codependent on Steph Curry, that's a concern. And I'm seeing Jimmy kind of think a little bit when he's out there, not letting it fly. And we all know basketball is a game of rhythm, and sometimes the best shot is you got to take it. But I'm just wondering, moving forward, are teams going to plan for that? And if we don't see Jimmy, you know, playoff Jimmy, where I never felt like, you know, he was thinking too much when he was in Miami last time we saw him in the offs, at, you know, out there, will he be more freer to let him go? Because that helps the defense, I believe, if you're out there and you got a shot, but you kind of feel like, you know, you're not ready to take it, that plays into the defense's hand.
I mean, that's the one thing about Butler that I really respect, because great players do what they do well as much as they possibly can, and they stay away from what they don't do well. And he's just never felt the need to make the three-point shot a bigger part of his game. And he still found a way to be super effective in this day and age of the NBA, even though he's not a high-volume three-point shooter. So I actually kind of like that. He's a throwback, if you will. Let me throw it to Buddy Hield, because he had obviously a heck of a game against the Blazers, and when he shoots the ball well, it's a different team. The thing I'm really interested in, and hopefully, well, we're going to be joined by Buddy Hield and Steph Curry at some point, and Steve Kerr told the guys the other day that Steph Curry says that Buddy Hield is one of his favorite teammates of all time. And I can't wait to ask both of those guys about that relationship and why Steph might think that about Buddy Hield.
No, I mean, I don't even give – you can scratch basketball. The fact that somebody would say that, a coworker or a friend would say that about Buddy Hield, that means a lot. And it's coming from a guy, Stoney, that's been in the league umpteen years and has had a lot of teammates. So if we want to dub it the Steph Award for getting that honor, that's incredible, and that would mean a lot to me.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You know what? Let's take a listen to that sound from Steve Kerr talking about Buddy Hield.
Jeff told me he's one of his favorite teammates of all time, Buddy, is that just the joy that he brings, the laughter, the upbeat nature, regardless of how things are going, whether he's making shots or missing shots, he's always in a good mood, and that stuff is crucial in a long season in the locker room. You need guys like that, and so everybody loves Buddy. He's just a wonderful, wonderful person.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing. When we met him for the first time before the season,
I'll never forget.
He was all smiles here, and
he said the energy was on 1,000.
Yeah, he's got it.
Pull up.
He's got a very upbeat demeanor, and people gravitate toward him. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Coach. Coach is in Vallejo.
Oh,
what's
excited.
Up, Coach? How
he's
you doing,
excited.
Man?
Hey, Steiny, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And hey, Goo. All right. Hey, Goo, how you doing?
Tomorrow's the day, Coach. Talk to us. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I want to point out that you were mentioning, you know, Looney and Dre and Steph. Well, let's not forget, Kuminga and Moody has a ring, too. And
true.
They've been through the playoffs, and they played a significant role in the last championship. I mean, Kuminga, actually, he and Wiggins, remember, they were the premier guard defense on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And who can forget that Kuminga dunk on Jason Tatum? So I think Kuminga and Moody, they're not going to be in awe going down the stretch. They're not going to be in awe in the playoffs. They've done this at a young age, and now they're two or three years further down the line. I think that maturity and that experience is going to play off a lot. And I think that we need to keep that in mind when we mention Dre, Looney, and Steph. Don't forget, Kuminga and Moody, they've been where Jimmy Butler hasn't been yet. Okay? So I think that's important.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. You know, I think it's, to me, when I look at the younger players, Moody and Kuminga and Pajemski, I just think that Butler getting here just takes some of the pressure.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Off them. And all season long, we've been hearing before the Butler trade, Steph needs help, Steph needs help. Well, you think the younger players don't hear that? Of course they hear it. And they're early in their careers, and I think that they might have a tendency to feel that pressure that they are not delivering for Steph Curry. You get Jimmy Butler in here, and Jimmy Butler is a player who welcomes that role. He wants that role, and more important, he's capable of having that role as either the best or the second best player on the team. So now the young players can just get slotted more into what their roles should be. They're not exaggerated. You don't need Jonathan Kuminga to get you 25 a night. You don't need Pajemski to fill up every column of the box score. If they do, great. But the reality of the situation now is this team is going to be carried by Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green. And I think for the long haul, that's really good for the young players so that they don't have to try to outplay who they are right now when the games start getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at that, Stan. It also, it goes to, me calling Jimmy Butler a connector. You look at the Caleb Martins of the world, Vincent and Tyler Heroes and Duncan and you know, how their arrow was up in Miami. And sometimes guys just, Stani, their presence is so big and major in a positive way that you lead by example. So if I'm a young guy and I see another alpha male come in here, a guy that, you know, is taking a team like the Miami Heat to the finals twice, I'm going to just, everything you said is I believe, but also just as a youngster, my psyche and mindset would be, I got to step my game up. And just watching you get ready, watching you practice, and maybe not even being vocal, you know, I want to step my game up to kind of match that. And I think that's what we're watching. And to Coach's point about Moody, Stani, because if we talk about success in the playoffs between the youngsters, nobody asks, but I haven't forgot the 2022 Western Conference Finals. Moody helped the Warrior team against the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, and one of the reasons he helped was because he didn't have a huge responsibility. He filled his role, he did what he was told, and he did what he was asked, and what he was asked to do, he did pretty well. He's like LeVar Ball. He stayed in his lane.
Ah.
And the other thing I kind of am starting to like about this team also is the young players, Pajemski, Kuminga, Post, and Moody. All right, and I know Moody and Kuminga had roles a couple years ago, but they're going to have different and more impactful roles this year. These young players are going to have bumps. These young players from this point in are going to have some setbacks. And that's absolutely positively to be understood as you advance into bigger games the rest of the season and into the playoffs. So there are going to be times, I believe, where Steve Kerr is going to feel like, you know, I can't play this young guy as much tonight as I want. And that's where two players come in that I think are pretty important, and that's Gary Payton II and Kevon Looney.
Man.
Like, Payton II and Kevon Looney give Kerr a little bit of a safety valve if he wants to push the young players into more of a role. Meaning, let's say he needs more out of those young players. He puts them in. They're not giving him what he wants. Well, he has a couple veterans behind them now who can fill in for them and play championship-level role-playing basketball, which they have done in the past. So they kind of have a few different ways to configure their lineups depending on what Steve Kerr sees or doesn't. presidency.
Yeah, and I won't dare. I guess I can, Stoney, but it feels like an embarrassment of riches from Steve Kerr's standpoint, because to coach's point, Vallejo, the guys you just mentioned, GP2 and Loon, Stoney, they're champions. They've already done it. They've been through the fire, per se. They know what it's like to win and lose, going back to a couple years ago to the Lakers, the last time they were in the when they lost to the Lakers. But, Stoney, I know you talked about this last week because I brought it up about the future, and it's about the current, right? And I get that, the present. But when I talk about Post, Moody, Pod, Santos, and I'm throwing JK in there, Stoney, those are five young guys that are going to be are going to have a role on this playoff run. And it's lightweight exciting just when you don't mention Steph, you don't mention Dre or Jimmy, GP or Loon. You got five guys that are part of your future going forward, and they're going through their basketball puberty or playoff puberty right now in front of our eyes. So you got a little bit of everything.
Who is the fifth?
Post, Moody, Pod, Santos, and JK.
Oh, Santos. Yeah. I forgot Santos. Yeah, good call on Santos. I was going to say, I thought maybe you meant, you know, Trace Jackson Davis.
Oh, I didn't even mention TJD.
Right. Well, he finds himself on the outside looking in right now. But
for now.
No, Santos is absolutely scrapping. Somebody who belongs on that list of young players who, you know,
like, man,
may be ready to fulfill a kind of a role in the postseason that helps you move along in the playoffs. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Steve Kerr was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and even though this team is rolling right now, the boys asked Steve Kerr what the Dubs need to do better, even still, to make some kind of run. Take a listen. HH42, if you can, Steven. If not, we can push it.
I thought last night was a good example of what needs to happen, which did happen in the first half. We took care of the ball. We found our offensive rhythm. I thought the ball movement was so much better than it was against Detroit two nights earlier. That first half was beautiful. 69 points. I think we had like 18 assists and only six turnovers. I thought Moses Moody made three or four plays that Jimmy Butler would make. Penetrate. Get into the paint. Nothing is there. Jump stop. Turn around and throw the ball back out. No assist. You know, nothing special. But the next thing that happens is the ball moves again, and then you attack the defense from a better angle and you score. Those simple plays are what we need to make over and over again. And when we do that, we're really good. The modern game, you cannot allow anybody easy buckets, easy threes in transition, because the floodgates can open up like they did with Portland.
All right, that was Steve Kerr yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, and that's another interesting aspect that I feel like's going on in the NBA right now. Turnovers right now are killers, and live ball turnovers at the top of the top of the court are even worse, and that's maybe, you know, an area where Kuminga's going to have to rein it in a little bit, because they don't need him to be the player he was when he left. They need him to fill in and to give the Warriors some things that they don't particularly have right now. But the closer we get to playoff basketball, the more and more Steve Kerr is going to go away from guys that turn the ball over, that make mistakes, that miss assignments. And that's how we're going to find out who Steve Kerr trusts in the next 17 games and into the playoffs. And I'm not saying that he's not going to trust Jonathan Kuminga. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying in a certain kind of way, because Kuminga's coming back to a different role, Kuminga may have to kind of re-earn Steve Kerr's trust again, which I don't think is abnormal considering he hasn't been here for 10 weeks.
Yeah, and Stoney, to that point, we've kind of ran down the roster. I'll say this, the coach, Steve Kerr, for that matter, has options. You know what I mean? Now there are multiple guys bringing it. And on any given night, let's just say you're off or, you know, you're a net zero zero or you're turning the ball over. I mean, there are options for Steve Kerr to kind of not forget about Gustani, but okay, Evan's not bringing it, I'm going to go to Steiny. Steiny not bringing it, I'm going to go to Goo. I feel like that's where we're at now with a surplus option. So you got to be on your A game if you're outside of the big three now, because there are options for Steve Kerr to kind of, you know, go to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru joining you live from Chase Center. The Golden State Warriors, right now they're in the sixth spot in the Western Conference, and the hope is to move up to five. And then you get up to five, and then what can you do? There's another facet, though, of this, and that is you got to keep winning, otherwise you could drop in the standings. The Timberwolves are playing well, and outside the Clippers loss last night, the Warriors have some teams around them that look like they're continuing to win. Houston's won. Memphis has won. And so we'll see how it all shakes out. But like I've said, I don't know, about 15 times since they made the Jimmy Butler trade, man, this is a lot better than the way things were before Jimmy Butler go.
No doubt about it. It's just, and that's why when the guys come in here and we get to talk to, and we had Stackhouse Donnie, I know he's on the coaching staff, but there was a glow to him, man, and I get that glow. It's almost of just excitement of what's going on right now and the future, man. And like you said, there's only 17 left, and then we got, you know, hopefully a playoff series, and I'm here for it, because just a couple months ago, man, I did not know if that was feasible.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, a couple things. We'll have a bunch of Warrior players joining us probably starting in the next segment. Practice is winding down, so don't go anywhere. We'll have Moody, we'll have Heald, we'll have GP2, we'll have a bunch of others, and of course we're going to have Steph Curry joining us at some point today. Also, don't forget, if you want to watch the Warriors game with Guru and myself tomorrow,
yeah,
let's do it at the Public Market Emeryville. Warriors play the Sacramento Kings at 7 o'clock, that game right here at Chase Center. But Guru and I are going to be out at Public Market Emeryville to watch that game with you. Let's go to Edmund in San Francisco. Hey, Edmund, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Cool.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Dynamite. Yeah, go ahead.
So I just wanted to talk about how much I love our role players. You know, you're talking about ball movement, and I'm watching GP2 last game, just like these touch passes where he moves into the key and just moves the ball around really well. And I think someone like Kuminga could learn a lot about that. And when he comes back, you know, I'm excited to see him adapt and learn from those role players that are really driving the force behind Steph.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's no doubt Moody. I like Moody so much more now because he doesn't have to score. I thought when he was playing before Jimmy Butler arrived, he whether he made threes or not, pretty much dictated whether you liked the game he played or not. I think because now they have Jimmy Butler and the offense is clicking so much better, you can better appreciate some of the other things Moody does, because he's a solid player, but when you just need him to make threes, he might not be the perfect guy to do that.
38% on the season, starting 42 in the last 10.
Yeah, and I can't help but think that may be a product of the fact that he's getting better threes with Jimmy Butler here. But, you know, my point is the three-point shot has gotten less important to the Warriors since the Jimmy Butler trade. Are they going to need it occasionally? Of course they're going to need it occasionally, but it's not a team to me right now that's going to beat you consistently, let's say, like they beat the Blazers by shooting 21 for 41 or whatever
that
it was.
That was incredible.
It's going to be a case where you get a night like that, you're going to win, but you're going to have to win games other ways and win games when you're not knocking down a ton of threes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't go anywhere. We'll have a bunch of Warrior players on the other side. They're wrapping up practice as we speak. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by MB Jesse Painting.
Staring at the world through my rear view. Just looking back at the world from another level, you know what I mean? Staring.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we are live at Chase Center in downtown San Francisco at the Golden State Warriors practice facility. It doubles as a practice facility and a full-fledged arena. And the Warriors right now finishing up practice, and we're efforting a bunch of players. They'll probably be filtering in here pretty quickly. And let me tell you something, Goo. We're about to go from playing half-court basketball to playing fast-break basketball, because once these guys start coming in here, it's going to go boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? They're just going to – you're going to have to improvise. You're going to have to play read and react radio.
Okay.
And I know you can do it because you've done it in the past, but things are – what do race car drivers say? Business is going to pick up at some point pretty quickly here.
Yeah, I like that. And RIP to Hank Gathers, Donnie, because I just felt like you were describing Loyola Marymount back in the day.
Oh.
They ran it with the vest on.
You know what? They were one of the original teams playing the way – the NBA is kind of played.
What's
now.
What's their nickname?
The Loyola Marymount. Oh, God.
Anybody?
Don't tell me. Don't.
Where's Evan?
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
LMU.
Oh. Tigers?
No.
Where's Evan?
It's a Catholic school, so maybe LMU.
Google is your friend, Goo.
Go ahead, text lines.
Yeah,
go,
let us
give
know.
It to me. What's LMU's nickname?
I
should
Evan
know.
Knows?
Of course,
even
Evan knows, because
he
broadcasts in that conference.
All right.
He broadcasts in a lot of conferences, but I'm sure he knows. Let me see if anybody's got it. Why can't I think of this? this is the kind
Stump
of thing.
Steiny, I this got is, him.
Where's
Jordan
Evan?
Might know. Yeah,
come on, oh, the Lions. The Lions.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Kyle Kelly, appreciate it on the YouTube chat. Really appreciate it. Let's go out to Nick in Ohio.
Nick
in Ohio wants to jump into the conversation. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's the dynamic duo today?
Oh, thank you.
On cloud nine, Nick.
All righty. Hey, if you got rapid fire coming up with these questions, Guru, you can't ask the 10-minute question. You know, you got to get it in there and get it out.
Oh,
but anyway,
Nick, I haven't done that today, have I?
Well, you did pretty good today.
Yeah,
pretty
there we
today.
Go, Nick. Yeah, all right.
But anyway, hey, Steiny, if you like that show, Mountain Men, you like that show? There's a show I think you would really like too. It's called Homestead Rescue.
Okay.
Have you ever watched that?
I have not.
It's a guy that helps a family who helps people living off the grid. And they have these challenges, many challenges, and he helps them, you know, make it.
Okay.
Anyway, what I called for, Homestead Rescue. Okay. You know, people call from time to time saying, you know, when things are going well with the team, you know, you got to, you know, cool your heels, you know, let's slow down, let's, you know, brake check here a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, I think when this stuff happens, just enjoy it to the max, man. Just go out and have fun with it. You know, if you have you meet a new girlfriend or boyfriend and things are going well and all that, you say, well, I don't know. I don't want to get, you know, this probably won't work out. So, you know, we got to, I just think, go for it, man. Enjoy it to the max.
Yeah.
You know, these things don't come very often, let alone championships. So, anyway, that's my thoughts.
I like that. I'd appreciate it.
You know, I like relationship analogy.
That's a
man.
Little.
They work.
It's a little easier for you. It's funny, you know, when I did have a date during those infrequent times back 40 years ago. Yeah, I would say after one date, oh man, where's this going?
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it sometimes.
You weren't spontaneous.
My dating career was not as hot as the Warriors are right now. Let's put it that way, Goo.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble. Mine was. Oh boy.
Pre-trade deadline signing.
Yeah, I was the pre. You know what I was? You know what I was? I was the Warriors' dry spell from 95 to 2007,
the Chris Cohan era.
When they didn't make the playoffs for 12 years. That's that was my college and shortly after social life. All right, Warriors play the Sacramento Kings tomorrow, Goo. And I mean, look, the caller Nick from Ohio is right. There's no sense in not being enthusiastic right now.
But you are. For you, a lot. Even Austin and San Jose goes, it's not good for business. Study's positive.
All right, I'll clarify then. Because I'm not overly positive.
Yeah.
What I am is I'm fascinated.
Right.
And I'm intrigued. And out of those thoughts comes my basketball enjoyment. And I don't think it took an expert to realize that this team was in trouble before they got Jimmy Butler.
Facts.
They were headed, it looked like, toward competing for one of the play-in spots. And I saw it. You saw it. I think every fan saw it. And now Jimmy Butler's gotten here, and the idea of one guy changing things like he has, and I know everybody else has played their part, but that to me is what is what I can't wait to continue watching, because if this thing continues to go in the direction that it's going, it's just more proof to me that basketball is so much more than just talent and putting the ball in the basket. Chemistry's got a lot to do with it. Balance has a lot to do with it. Pieces fitting together has a lot to do with it. And I've just been, you know, super impressed with Jimmy Butler. I mean, his demeanor, his calmness, the way he plays. I've been nothing short of wholly impressed by the way he's fit into the Golden State Warriors. And here's the second part, the way the Warriors have allowed him to step in here. Because I'm going to tell you something. If the Warriors were at a little earlier part, let's say, in this run, they may have been a little more reluctant to embrace somebody like Jimmy Butler because they kind of didn't need him. They needed Jimmy Butler this year. They absolutely needed Jimmy Butler this year. And the only way that this was going to work is if Jimmy Butler came in here and was the exact same kind of player that they traded for. Whatever player he was in Miami, at his best, come here and do that. And that looks like what he's doing.
No doubt about it. And, Stani, you know, I don't want to feel like a reverend on Sunday, but I'm sitting here just thinking about the basketball part of this, which it's really not surprising if you think about Jimmy Butler alongside Steph Curry and Draymond, right? But the fact that I'm just so fixated on why he was available and how lucky and the stones or cojones that it took for Mike D and Joe Lacob to sign off on, because there was a risk. Come on. Some people were like, oh, Jimmy Butler, this or that. I wasn't one of them. But now I feel like we're about to embark on this and we're on it. This journey that is going to lead to a pot of gold that may culminate in a fifth championship. I'm going to slow down. But the reason they were able to get him because something went toxic in Miami, Stani. Like, I just think of that, and I was thinking about it driving in. Like, we can't omit that of the good fortune and the opportunities that the Warriors pounced on by this relationship going sour. It's incredible to think about where they're at now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt in terms of the fit in the basketball sense that worries anybody right now. I mean, to me, the thing about Jimmy Butler is, one thing is, man, he stayed in pretty good shape while he wasn't playing. And I know he said the first week or two he didn't feel like himself, but to me, he sure looked pretty good right off the bat. But
I want to ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you brought up they didn't need him. Oh, no, they needed him. And right. I wholeheartedly agree. And I just got to take it back because this is not a compare contrast to Kevin Durant. Stani, I hated when it was announced he was coming, because I felt like even though they lost those finals, they didn't need him. Do you feel like they needed Jimmy more than that team needed Durant?
Oh, my God, yes. Okay. Oh, my God, yes.
Okay. That's why I asked.
Because I remember when we were talking about those teams. So the Warriors won in 15. They lost in 16.
Up 3-1, but go ahead.
And I think there were. I was of the belief that had they not gotten Durant, they wouldn't have had just two more automatic titles. I understand that people say Durant needed to come here to get his rings.
Yeah.
But I do not think if Kevin Durant had not come to the Warriors, I don't think they'd be sitting on four championships right now. But and I mean, it's clear where the Warriors were when they got Durant was still at the top of the NBA. They were the best team or the second best team.
Okay.
The team that Jimmy Butler joined was the 20th best team in the NBA. And now they're, I don't know, I don't want to put a number on it, but they ain't the 20th best team in the NBA right now. So, yeah, I think, and I do think that kind of played into it a little bit. And especially with, I was thinking about this with Steph and Draymond. You know, they're at a point in their careers where it's set in stone, their legacy. But where they are right now, I think the reality of where they're at in their careers has allowed them to let Jimmy Butler come in here and do what he's got to do, because there's a mutual need there. Yeah. Butler wants a ring, and the Warriors want another one. And it looks like they both are really working hard to try to figure out how to help each other in this situation.
No doubt. I love it. And what did you say? It looks good thus far. And it just speaks to the Warrior culture, Stani. And it goes to Wiggins. It goes to Kevin Durant. And Steph being the alpha male that he is, and Draymond, they could have said, you know what, we don't need that help. We got it, but they allowed him to come, and the rest was history, and they're doing the same with Jimmy Butler thus far, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union, and of course, the Clippers. Clippers lost last night. It is not too early anymore to scoreboard watch.
Lichtensteiny.
And look, I'm going to tell you this right now. The 5 through 10 seeds, or maybe let's say 4 through 8, they're going to be determined by who loses more games that they should win. And when you look at the schedule and you see the Clippers Pelicans,
I like that.
You think to yourself, that's probably going to be a win for the Clippers. Well, it wasn't. And so the team that loses more games like that is going to be the team that finishes, you know, in a worse position in the standings.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.